Okay, it's a very beautiful short parak. You know, short parak, but it's really a gem. It's almost all on the theme of Teltel Menatzad. What we'll loosely call Teltel Menatzad means when you're allowed to move muksa. Like klishim lachdel esther, there's always to move, but muksa, there's no way to move muksa by actually physically picking up muksa. But there are some things called indirect muksa, Teltel Menatzad, that are mutzer. So our parak talks about a specific form of Teltel Menatzad. We also saw the beginning of the sugya. We saw in Kol HaKelim there's a sugya of Teltel Menatzad, a number of sugyas, and each sugya really gives a slightly different impression about what the case is and what's the reason for the heter, and is it a lechatchila heter, a b'diavad heter, what exactly it applies. So we really have to put together all the gemaras and try to really understand the bottom line halacha l'maisa. So the theme of our perek is that you're picking up muksa, but al yedei davar heter, that you're moving something that's mutter to move, and on top of it, sitting on top of it, it's mutter to move is something asr. Like you have a pillow and there's money on top of it. Or the cases in our Mishnah, that there's a baby holding a rock and you want to pick up the baby. There's a barrel with a rock on top of it, or a bowl of fruit with a rock within it. So it's something that's muksa there, and you're going to move the muksa, but you're moving the muksa agav through a tiltel of heter. So we find that the theme of the Mishnah in this parak is that that's mutter. That's mutter. There is, though, one requirement that's in the Gemara here, and you don't find anywhere else, is that this isn't mutter lechatchila. It's only mutter if there's no way around it. Right? It has to be that the baby's crying, you have to pick up the baby, you can't just knock out the rock, or that for some other reason you're not able to get the heter. You're not allowed to remove the muksa. There's no way to shake the muksa off of the heter. But if there's no way to do it, you can't shake off the muksa, then it's going to be a heter. But there's some sort of heter given here because it's considered indirect. Also, one thing interesting to point out that maybe you noticed if you did a Kol HaKelim is that the sugya in Kol HaKelim, the Gemara was very open about there's a heter of Teltel Min Hatzad. Teltel Min Hatzad. Is it Teltel? Is it not Teltel? But we don't find those words in this parak. This parak doesn't even mention anything about that. It's just the Mishnah just says these cases are mutter. That's interesting. The case in Kol HaKelim, so there, the presentation is very different. It's not being presented as a pashut din from Mishnah. It's presented as a question that Rav Nachman had. And it's based on a braisa, Rav Elazar ben Tudai, a machlokis, about what's the din if you have a fig and the fig's under straw, they kept their fig under straw, and on Shabbos you want to eat the fig, how do you get the fig? So the shayla isn't mutter teltel menatzad. Is it mutter? Is it mutter to stick a kush, this long sharp stick, into the fig and take out the fig even though you're going to be moving the straw? If you take out the fig, it's going to cause the straw to move. Is that mutter? And the Gemara seems to have a question, Rav Nachman Schozer. Bottom line of the Gemara ends off that Allah is like Rav Elazar ben Tudai. That teltel menatzad lo shmei teltel. So it comes out it's mutter. So on the same page with our Mishnayos here. But what's really interesting, and hopefully this bothered somebody, right? It's a pretty glaring that it's very strange because it seems to be the same case, or almost the same case as our Mishnayos. But our Mishnayos, what are our cases? You have a barrel, and covering the barrel is a rack of muksa, and you have to move the barrel to get the wine. In the cases in Kol HaKelim, it seems to be this basically the same idea, right? You're taking, you want to, let's say, there's a cake that's under coals. You had a cake baking in coals, and then the coals die out, and then on Shabbos, now it's time to get your cake, and to get your cake, you have to stick something in, take out the cake, but by moving the cake, you're going to be incidentally moving the gecholim, right? Dead coals. You're going to move it, and they're muksa. So the Gemara says, "Well, can you do it?" It comes out tiltel, sad, loshnei tiltel. That's an interesting thing. That Gemara doesn't reference our Mishnayos. That seems to be Feirish Leheter. And our Gemara doesn't mention anything about Teltel Menatzad. Which is interesting. It seems to be the same sugya, but apparently it's not so simple. The other sugya that we're not doing, but I'll just mention it for the shlemus of the sugya, is you find on Kufim Alf Amar Aleph, end of Paraktolin, so the Gemara talks also there about the heter of Teltel Mina Tzad, and it says Teltel Mina Tzad Boshmei Teltel, and therefore Teltel Begufo is Mutter. If you move Muksa not with your hands, but with your foot, or something else, so that's going to be Mutter. Because that's Teltel Mina Tzad, it's not a problem. So that also was interesting. Where does that have anything to do with Teltel Mina Tzad? It's like a different type of heter. The last Gemara is in Kira, which Ben Hashem we're going to do after we finish Notel, but just to see, talk about everything, we'll just bring it in now. The Gemara has a different sugi there. It's talking about moving a mace. You have a dead body. And the dead body is sitting in the sun, and you want to move it to the shade because you want to keep dead bodies cool so they don't disintegrate so fast. So how are you allowed to move it? So the Gemara has a machlokas amaram about what to do. So there's a question, are you allowed to move it from mita l'mita? Let's say you have two beds, and the mace is lying on a bed, or whatever, a stretcher. You can imagine, like, that's how I imagine a stretcher. And you could flip it to another stretcher, and then flip it to the next stretcher, and just flip it till it gets to the shade. Is that mutter? So the Gemara uses the words there, teltel min atzad, as the eitzah. The Gemara comes out, halacha Rav says, no, that's not a good eitzah, that's an eser of muksa. You're not allowed, a dead body's muksa, and you're not allowed to flip it from bed to bed. Meaning, even though you're not touching the dead body, you're just flipping it. But afal pikein, flipping this to the shade is aser. Which is shocking. Right, to me that's shocking. Because if this has anything to do with teltel min atzad, but if it does, l'chayra, there's no place you'd want to be more mikel than a mace, right? Covered hamace is the most, right? You know, you have to shane is like chol v'gabe mace. It's a very, very important thing, covered hamace. So why on earth would we not be happy with teltel min atzad for save a dead body from b'zayon? It's like, how could that be aser? How could that possibly be aser? Oh, so in any case, what comes out is really there's different dinim in Teltel Min Atzad. There's some type of Teltel Min Atzad that seems to be mutter l'chatchila, pushing with your foot. Maybe the case is in Kol Kalim. The Gemara just seems to say it's totally mutter l'chatchila. Our case of Teltel Min Atzad, where it seems to be somewhat b'dieved, we say that you're allowed to pick up the baby with the rack if the baby's crying. And there's a Teltel Min Atzad, which is Aser Gamer, and even by a mace, we're not willing to compromise. So what's, right? On surface level, it's all the same case, right? It all has in common that you're not touching the muksa. It's being done indirectly, that you're not directly moving the muksa. So what's the difference between all these cases, and what's the din? So let's start maybe with the case in Kol HaKelim. There the Gemara actually uses this lashon. It says, Teltel Min Atzad lo shmei Teltel. It says, it's not Teltel. It's fine. So it seems to be totally fine. So what exactly is the case there? So you're not touching the muksa, right? How are you touching the muksa? You're doing with a stick, and you're grabbing onto the piece of cake, and pulling out the cake, by pulling out the cake, the charar, I'm just translating charar as cake, I don't know if it's really a cake. But this charara, you're pulling out the charara, and you're moving the coals. So, you're not touching it, you're far away from the actual coals. But more than that, it's a completely incidental tiltel. There's no sheikhis, you have no interest in moving the coals whatsoever. I mean, completely no interest. I mean, it happens to be you're taking your cake, and by taking your cake, it's going to move the coals just because they're in the way. Right? It talks about the pugla, the radish, the upside down radish. You pick up this upside down radish that you're storing in your cellar covered in dirt. You pull it out from the root of the radish, and you could pull it out, but it's going to move dirt. You're going to move dirt with this radish. The dirt's going to come up with it. You can kill that. If it was up to you, you'd love if there wasn't dirt there. What happens with this dirt there? It's in the way, so I pull it up and it moves. But it's completely incidental motion. So that's something that was called tiltum. What Sanan says is lo shmei tiltum. So Pasha, I'll just tell you Pasha's svar, why that would be mutter, and why that should be completely mutter. And it's really, if the beginning of notes, let's really the first Gemara really has this svar. So if it sounds familiar, it should sound a little familiar. But l'chad, the reason why, is because tiltum muksa, I said back in the first year, and you saw a few Gemaras in Beitza, that tiltum muksa is asr because of hotza. That if you start moving muksa, that will bring you to do malachas. It'll bring you, the most obvious malacha bring you to do is hotza, or achnasa. You pick up a rack, and you see it's a nice rack, you might take it into your house, and by that you'll be over malacha deraisa. But if you pick up the muksa in a way that if that was an act of hotza, it would be patzer, it wouldn't be mechayev you. So mameila, that will translate in helchas muksa to being mutter. Right? Meaning by all malachas, they need a certain amount of kavan. Right? We're not going to talk about it, but you know a little bit of malach machsheves. There's a din of malacha shen shvich legufa, and a din of davar shen miskavin. To be chayv and Shabbos, you need it to be a certain level of kavanah. So if I pick up my fig, and I'm not touching the straw, it's just that while my fig is moving, it ends up knocking away some straw, that's not a malacha dekathir. I mean, din helchus malacha, helchus hotza, that's not really seen as a Maisa Shabbos. So it's not a Maisa Shabbos for Malacha. Lagavi Muksa, which is just in Drabana, we're even more making when we say it's Mamash Matul L'Chadchila. At this straw, like let's say I picked up my fig, and by picking up my fig, I was so eager to get my fig, I pick up the straw, and my straw flies out the window. Right? There's no Chiyuv of Shabbos on me for Hotza. Right, because there was no kavanah. That's not a ma'isa Shabbos. That's not a ma'isa of chilul Shabbos. So therefore, that sort of incidental motion on the straw is considered minat sad, and therefore it's mutter. It's not tiltum. L'chor, that's also the basis for the heter of tiltum the gufo. Right, at least I'm not talking about it so much today. But at least if that's not the normal way, if I instead of picking up my wallet to move it, I kick my wallet. So that's kalacher yad. And therefore, on Shabbos, that's going to be pater. And therefore, the gabi muksa is going to be mutter. At the word min hatsah, I should tell you, at the end of Kira, you'll notice it's talking about binyan there. The Gemara says, binyan min hatsah is pater aval aser. Binyan min hatsah means any binyan done that's not in the normal way, it calls it binyan min hatsah. For every reason, Chazal is that lashon means it's not a complete maaser Shabbos. It's called min hatsah. This isn't a real maaser Shabbos. So male, that's going to create a heter gamma. Oh, so what about our parak? Is our parak, yeah.
But are we saying this is like misasek?
Like misasek, or at least malach shen tzricha legufa. You could talk about it. Could even be misasek. If we learned those sugars b'ian, we could really talk about it. But it's definitely, at the very least, malach shen tzricha legufa. At the very least. So, fine. Now, what's our parak? Our parak, is that the same case here? So it seems like this is really the topic of the first lines of our Gemara. Our Gemara makes this point. The Gemara seems to assume that this din of the Mishnah, this heter of picking up a baby who's holding a rack, is the basis for a different shayla. What would be the din if I would carry a baby out of my house on Shabbos carrying a rack? Would I be chayev for chil Shabbos? So carrying a baby, you know, there's no chiyah for hotza because of the din that chaynos is atzma. Carrying a baby is just an isid rabbanon on Shabbos. However, what about the rock in his hand? So the Gemara assumes that from the fact the Mishnah says legabi isir muksa, I'm allowed to pick up a baby with a rock in his hand, So too, if I was to carry a baby outside while he's holding a rack, I would be potter. That's what the Gemara assumes at the beginning. Now, why does the Gemara assume that? So the Gemara doesn't speak it out so well, but we Baruch Hashem know what the assumption is. The assumption is because Tiltil is Sor Chutsa, Tiltil is connected to this Rotsa, and therefore, if Legabe Dine Chutsa, the person holding the baby is not considered to be carrying the rack, doing a Maisa Chutsa on the rack, so too, the person carrying the baby is not doing an Isser Muksa by holding the baby holding the rack. So that's what the Gemara assumes. And the chod of shad is because that would be the heter of Tiltil Minatzad. That if when you carry out the baby, you're not chayiv for the rack, so mele, that means it's not a tiltil. And therefore it's mutter. And that's what the Gemara understood of the half. I mean, that's why the Mishnah has these heterim, because they're tiltil Minatzad. But then the Gemara says it's not true. So the Gemara quotes Rava. Rava says that if you take a baby, carry a baby out of your house, and the baby has a wallet attached to him, rich baby, so you are chayiv for taking out the wallet that's attached to the baby. Why? So we see that that's not called min hatzad. That is called the Maisa Shabbos. Why is that called the Maisa Shabbos? So Chaz Nish explains, or the thing is Pasha, is that is considered to be a maisa because you're taking the whole thing out. You want to take out the baby, and part of taking out the baby is you're taking out the baby with his lollipop. Right? The baby's holding a lollipop. And I don't want to knock the lollipop out, and I want to take the baby. So the main thing I want is to carry the baby. I want to take the baby home. But the baby, I want him to keep his lollipop. I'm not trying to steal his lollipop from him. So when I take out the baby, I'm taking out a baby with a lollipop. So therefore, even though my primary motivation to carry the baby is to carry the baby, but the lollipop is coming along, and that's also part of my Maisa Hotsa. You can't say I didn't do Hotsa. I did it to shame the baby, but I'm happy the baby has a lollipop, and I'm taking the whole package I'm carrying outside. So therefore you're chayiv. So it says you're chayiv, and therefore the Gemara assumes that so too by the rack. If you carry that baby outside on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv for the rack. Right, the baby apparently is entertaining himself with the rack. That was his toy. Yeah.
For the baby, we say chayinose yitzatzmo. Like, it doesn't matter how old the baby is.
It does. If you ever get to Rav Elazar with the Mila, plin adam learn that sugya. That's the sugya. But how old the baby is? Okay. But right, there's machlokes about that. Okay. So lemaisa, right? Definitely, any baby who could walk is not b'din lekuli alma, is not b'din hotsa. So all the cases of our Mishnayis are really following that basic idea, right? We see the next Mishnah talks about carrying money on a pillow, that you want to clean up your kitchen, or you want to be able to sit down, and there's on your chair there's a pillow with money on it. So you let it pick up the pillow and move the money so that you could use the chair. Now, the money there, it's not like Tiltil Minatzad. It's not purely incidental, right? Picking up the radish and some dirt comes with it. That's completely incidental. Here, I want to pick up both the pillow and the money. I want both. The Gemara says if you just want the pillow, you'd have to lean the pillow over and let the money fall off. But since you want the chair, you're allowed to pick up the pillow with the money on it. So you're not touching the money, but you're interested in moving the money. The Chor de Chavis is also the same case. Right? I don't know if you saw all these cases. This is the next Mishnah. We saw this in Kol Kael, the Chavis. The Chavis has a rack on top of it, and you have to move it because you want to get out wine. Now, you want to move the chavis. Now, part of moving the chavis is that you're moving the wine, the barrel, and the cover. Right? You want to keep your wine covered. But your main motivation certainly is for the wine, but you're moving the whole thing. So that's called Tiltil Minatzad, but it's not mamish. It's not mamish that it's incidental. The cover of the bottle is not being moved incidentally to the bottle. It's being moved with kavana. It's just not your main focus. Right, that's really all the all the cases are like that in our parak, is that you're really, it's not mamash incidental. So Mamela, that's why our cases, that could be why our sugya here doesn't say anything about Tiltal Menatzad. And it does stress that you have to have a heter. It says, the Gemara says, you'll only let him pick up the baby because he has gaguin. If there's something else you could do, you would do it. But since you have to do it, so there is a heter. Tosu says on Kuf Chaf Gimel, he says, our Perek Notel, he says, it's not Tiltal Menatzad, it's a tiltal gummer, but it's shalobi yadayim. Rashi here also calls it tiltal shalobi yadayim. It's not the same thing mamash as tiltal menatzad. It's only half a heter. It's not a full heter, and therefore it needs its tzorach to be tacked on. There's nothing else to do. You really have to do it to allow there to be a heter. Now, what's interesting about this is that we still have to explain. There's one point we have to explain here, which is that, so why do I need to heterin, right? Back to Kol HaKelim. Right? We seem to have such a hard time allowing you to take this cake out of the coals. It's mutter. It ends up as mutter. But why isn't it pashut it's mutter? Right? We're being matter even more chamadik forms of tiltal menatzar. We're being matter carrying a chavis with a rack on top as the cover. So that's, you really mean to move the rack. But over here, you don't mean to move the straw at all. Why is that there's even a havamin? Why is there any havamin that should be usher? So that's a good kasha. Barsham Tosus asked that kasha on Kuf Chav Gimel. Tosus we all saw. So maybe someone remembers Tosus Teretz. But if not, I'll tell you. The teretz is, he says, is that there's a special chiddush in all those cases in Kol HaKelim, different than our cases. He says our cases in Notel are all cases of bidyevet that you didn't think it was going to happen. Like even the case of the rack on the chavis, the Gemara says talking about shocheach. You didn't mean to leave the rack on the chavis on Shabbos. You had intention you were going to remove that rack and maybe replace it with a Shabbos that could cover. You just didn't get around to it. And now you're stuck. It wasn't a lechatchila case. Tosus says the cases in Kol HaKelim, those are lechatchila cases. Right? You're baking your cake covered in coals, and your das is how you're going to get the cake out of the coals. So you'll wait till the coals die, so it shouldn't be an Isser Havara, and then you're going to stick something in and pull out the cake, even though it's going to move the coals. That is your plan. That's the plan A. Right? Getting the fig from under the straw. And getting the radish from under the dirt. That is your plan. So that's your plan. So Tosu says, oh, we'd never be matter that. Because the notal heter is only a half heter. It's only heter where matter mitoch hatchak. It's needed. But to, that tiltal natsad, lo shmei tiltal, tzmam shmutal lechatchila. That is dafka when it's a tiltal natsad that is completely menatzad, that the muksa is being moved completely without any sort of ratzon. You couldn't care less if the muksa moves. You don't want it to move. It just happens to be. It's moving technically because it's hitting up against your emotion. But there's no intent at all for moving the muksa. So that's what we call tiltal menatzad lo shmei tiltal. But over here, the etzem legabe hilchos maisa shabbos. It is a maisa. If it was otsa, you'd be chayv. But it's a half a heter. It's a half a heter because the mice is shalobi yadayim. You're moving out the heter, shalobi yadayim. We'll have to talk exactly why that makes a heter, half a heter. But it's a half a heter. Oh, okay.
So what was the answer again? Why by Kol HaKelim is even a half a minute? Why it's a problem?
Yeah, the half a minute is because you purposely planned to move it on Shabbos. We never like, if it's not a complete heter, we don't want to allow it if you yourself purposely got into the situation. Meaning all the heterim are notal is because it's unavoidable. But if it's avoidable, we wouldn't be matter it. So we wouldn't let you move something when you yourself buried it in the muksa before Shabbos. I'll doubt that you're going to have to get it out. So now, fine. So that's the difference, perhaps, between Lechatchila and B'diavad. There's two. There's a full heter. That's when there's no Maisa Shabbos, a full heter, when there's no kavana for the muksa whatsoever. And there's a half a heter when there's some kavana for the muksa. Good. Now, the problem is that we find this case as asr, and I think that's the hardest issue we have to deal with, is the mace, this dead body, this poor dead body. We want to get him into the shade. And we're saying flipping him from bed to bed is asr, even though you're not touching the mace. You're not touching the mace. It's a big tzairach. Let it be mutter. So Rishon are very bothered by this. Why shouldn't this be mutter? So the two terutzim, and they make two nafkim in the halacha. So the Rif says the less lam the shah, and probably the harder to hear answer. The Rif says, in echanami, the mace, you're not touching him, it's a tzairach, it should be mutter. But says the Rif, there's no heter for any form of tiltal menatzad, anything klal, any moving muksa, if it's not letzorach Shabbos. He says all the cases, being called a kalim or an arpek, they're all tzorach Shabbos. Right? You don't want your baby to cry, you want him to have a good Shabbos, you want the food that you're taking, right? It's they're all things. You want the puglo, or you want the yayin and the chavis. You're doing something letzorach Shabbos. But caring for a dead body, it's so chash of such a mitzvah covered abrius is docha losa se shabbatayra. It's docha drabanans. It's very chamer, but afal pikin, he says, by muksa, it's still muksa. It's a little hard to hear, right? Just saying it's hard to hear. Tosis shanam amem gimel, he says, how could that possibly be? What could be a bigger tzarech? L'chor, what the Rif has in mind is, so it's interesting that works out, that mace is the one case where there's really no Tzorach Shabbos there. Okay. A big Tzorach, but it's not Tzorach Shabbos. But okay, but since when did Tzorach Shabbos become more important than a mace? It's like it's important. It's important, having this radish for your salad, but how important? How? So l'chor, what the Rif has in mind is that in Muksa, Tzorach Shabbos is very important. Because the problem with moving Muksa is it wasn't prepared for Shabbos. So perhaps if it wasn't prepared for Shabbos, but you're only moving him in at Sad, but it's at least Letzorech Shabbos. So in Melo, we could look at this as a Shabbos Dika Tiltel. It's a Shabbos Dika Tiltel. It's something that's in line with Shabbos. But something that wasn't prepared for Shabbos, and you're not moving at Letzorech Shabbos, that's so like at odds with Shabbos, so we wanted to answer it. Even if it's a big tzorach. But if that's big tzorach, it's not tzorach Shabbos, it's still aser. It's a little hard to hear. I'm saying my best hesber here. But it's still a little bit hard to hear. But the idea is that there's a din by muksa. If it's not tzorach Shabbos, and it wasn't prepared for Shabbos, so it's muksa, Chazal said we're not going to say any kulas. And therefore, even though you're flipping from bed to bed, but lamaisa, this isn't Shabbos. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. I don't totally understand it. I guess the mace doesn't have a chiyuv of covered Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. And therefore it's aser. And therefore that's the Rif. A little hard to hear, but that's the Rif Shlita. And it works with all the Gemaras, answers the Kasha. Tosfos more lam d'sha teretz, I think, is more often quoted because it's easier to explain. He says, no, there's a huge chilek between the mace and every other case of tiltum and asat. He says, by the mace, he says, the eker tiltal is the tzorach ha-muksa. The primary purpose of the tiltal is for muksa. Right? It's not just that it's coming along. Right? In the cases, all the other cases, the primary point of the tiltal is the tzorach, the heter. Right? That's pasha. In the kol kalim cases, it's absolutely pasha. But even in our case, right, you're moving the baby, and the baby is holding a lollipop. So I want the baby, and I want it to have the lollipop. But I'm moving for the baby. I want to move the baby. And I don't want to knock out the lollipop from his hands. And I might be happy he has something that's keeping him so he doesn't start having a tantrum again. But lamaisa, the tiltal is the shame moving the baby. The chavis. Right, so I like the chavis to have a top on it, so I'm happy that it's covered, the chavis, but I'm moving a l'shem the yayin. I have no interest but etzem in moving a rock. I'm not coming to move a rack on Shabbos, I'm coming to move a chavis so I get wine. Happens to be, it's coming along. I don't even... So every case is like that. That the Iker purpose is not litzorech the muksa. So Tosu says, so therefore, the mace, where the whole tilt, I'm not touching it, but the whole reason you're moving it is to protect and help and save this body, therefore that's going to be aser. So I thought that was a very beautiful mahalach. I'll just tell you how I would explain it. Right, so explain really two dinim and tiltum. Real tiltum and sad, we're explaining because it's not a ma'aseh shabbos. Okay. Mleches otsa. The second thing I can tell you a different hesper. I think in the first year someone said a svara, something like what I'm going to say, but part of muksa is that the sort of muksa is the abbas not mochen. And if you're making things, we explain, if you're making things on Shabbos, we don't want you to do that. We don't, things that aren't mochen you can't use on Shabbos. And not only that, things that aren't mochen for Shabbos, if you try to use them, you might come to do a malacha. It might bring you to do a malacha. Such as bringing it in, right? You find something, oh, this rock makes a great hammer. You might bring it to your house. Mamela, when is that chashash most intense? Right, so one thing I would say is if it's in your hands. When you bring muksa, maybe Yehudi said this is far, I'm not sure. I don't remember. Maybe someone said it. Okay? If someone said it, then I'm not... when you bring something into your hands, you're a little bit making, oh, this is something I use. It's in my hands. Right? If I have a hammer, but on top of a pillow, I can't use my hammer. Right? If something is in my hand, I'm like bringing it into human usage. So we don't like muksa going into your hands. When it's on a pillow, it's not as bad. Now, in addition to that, when I move the muksa, if I'm moving the muksa, I'm moving the rack. And the rack's on the pillow, so it's not on my hand. But if I'm moving it, let's soruch the rack. Oh, it's a beautiful rack. I want to move it. I can't move it. I'll do it when it's sad. It's on a pillow. But I'm moving it, soruch the rack. So that also is being machshav muksa on Shabbos. That is much closer to the isser of muksa. The part of muksa that we don't like is taking things that weren't prepared for Shabbos and giving them definition, giving them tachlis. Also, that's going to be aser. So basically, to be a mutter type of tiltul min atzad, to be mutter at all, to have any sad heter, even b'tzorach, you have to have A, that you're not actually holding the actual muksa in your hands. It has to be Alidei Davar Heter. And secondly, it can't be Litzorech the Davar HaMuksa. But the Iker purpose can't be Litzorech the Muksa. So that's the din of Tosfos. A lot of nafkamins you could have. In the Gemara, it works out. The Rif and Tosfos both works out. Why? Because every type of Tiltum Sad in the Gemara that's Mutter, it's all both Litzorach Shabbos and not primarily Litzorach Muksa. And the only case of Tiltum Litzad we find that's Asa, which is by the mace, is not Litzorach Shabbos, and it's primarily for Muksa. So Mimela, both the Rif and Tosfos work to answer all the Gemaras. The difference will happen, the difference will happen is, what in the case you don't have both? Like, for example, what if you had... I'll just give this one example, a gloomy example. Someone has a dead body in his dining room. And his dining room is very hot. And he'd like to move the body to a different room where it's cooler, where the air conditioner is on. And he also would like to move it out of his dining room so he could eat the Shabbos Suda. Right? You can't eat a Shabbos Suda in front of a dead body. So now he wants to do it for two reasons. He wants to do Litzorach the muksa, but he also wants to do it Litzorach Shabbos. So the thief of the Rif, he'll say, oh, this is Litzorach Shabbos, fine, take the mace out, you know, with mita lamita, take him out, they tell him that's sad. According to Tosus, he'll say, no, but what you're thinking, I'm taking out the mace to bring him to the air-conditioned room. That already is tilted Litzorach the mace. So Tosus would say it's aser. Another case, there's other cases you can think of. You can think of a case where it's not Litzorach Shabbos, and it's not Litzorach Muksa. case it's not Lesorach Shabbos, and it's not Lesorach Muksa. Let's say one case, okay? Let's say you have a chair outside your house, and it's about to start raining. So you want to take the chair and move it into your house. You don't need the chair for Shabbos, you have enough chairs. It's not Lesorach Shabbos, but you want to move it into your house. The problem is you have an expensive stone tile sitting on the chair. So you can't just throw it off because the tile will break. You don't want to break the tile. Okay. So take the chair into your house. Right now, out the tile, you're happy leaving the tile outside. The tile's happy being in the rain. You're bringing it in, l'tzorech dav hamutter. You're bringing it in for the chair. You want to help the chair. The rack, you'd rather the rack stayed outside. It's just coming in incidentally. Mitzad sheni. So therefore, according to Tosfos, l'chor this will be mutter, because it's tiltel min atzad, l'tzorech dav hamutter. L'fi the rif, though, this is a tiltel of muksa that's not l'tzorech Shabbos, because you don't need the chair on Shabbos. Right, can you hear that case? It's a little bit, is coming? They have one without the other. It's not l'tzorech Shabbos, but it's also not l'tzorech muksa. So then in that case, Tosfos would say it's mutter, and then the riff would be the machmer. You say there's no, right? So it could be different ways. Just another nafka mina that's brought la halacha, that's discussed. There's Hagos Hamanios that says something paladic. I'll just mention this. Hagos Hamanios, he writes, this is in Perigur Beis, I believe, Subkat and Hay, probably on the Mar Makomos. He says, and it's going to sound like a shock. He says, if you have your bedroom is dark and you need more light. So he said, what are you doing Shabbos? So he says, you can move your candles on Shabbos. I'm not kidding. You can move your candles on Shabbos into the bedroom using tiltel min atzad. Meaning like this. This sounds a little crazy. Let's say you have your candlestick set up on a table, and table's not a bus, maybe because there's other things on that table. You can pick up your whole table and move it to the dark room. Ah, you're all thinking, isn't it Asur's Havar on Shabbos, making a fire? So that's not a problem, okay? It's not our sugya, but it's just flickering, establishing them scavenging, and we don't worry about it. Okay, so the actual moving of candles, if you move them gently so they won't extinguish, that betzim would be mutter. The problem is that candles are muksa. Right? We'll talk about it a different time. What candles are? Right? You know that candles are muksa. I mean, lit candles, but fire is muksa. Obviously, it's muksa, but it's tiltel min hatzad. It says that goes to my money. It says tiltel min hatzad. I mean, I'll day the table. L'tzorach Shabbos. It says it's mutter. It's a very unusual case, because usually you can never use muksa on Shabbos. But l'maisa, you're allowed to use your candles, even though they're muksa, you're allowed to get light. So just move your light by moving the table. See, this is mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav and others point out, that's only l'fi the rif shita. But l'halacha, if you look at Mishnah Brura, on the poskim, l'halacha, we go with the Tosfos. We go with Shita's Tosfos, and Shita's Tosfos says, no, you can never move things with Sorech moving the muksa. So in if you're trying to move the muksa, that's never going to work. So that's really the halacha l'maisa of this, that moving the tzorach muksa is never going to work. And one last case, I'll just mention one last case here, halacha l'maisa, discussed in Achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's brought by Rabbi Kiva Eger by us. There was a shayla that arose, and after the shayla, the personal shayla was, he asked Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir, and they have letters back and forth about what the din is. A guy was in an inn for Shabbos. He was staying in the local inn. And while he was in the inn, he realized that one of the other guyim in the inn, there's a guy in the inn who's a very dangerous guy, and he realized this guy is a crook, and he's really scared of him, and he wants to get out of there as fast as he could. So the town has an Erev, so he wants to leave the inn and go someplace else. The problem is, he has a box that's full of precious jewelry. Lots of expensive jewelry. He's carrying this, and in that box, that's his safe box. And in his box, he also has money. He has money and jewelry. And the case was is that the jewelry is extremely expensive, diamond necklaces, and then whatever it is $1,000 of cash. So the shaila is can he carry that box out of the house on Shabbos and go to a safer location? Is that mutter? So the Beis Meir thought it's Pashas mutter. Why? Because it's Tilfil Menatzat. The jewelry's not muksa, just the money's muksa. And most of what's in the box is jewelry. So therefore, be'ikar, you're moving it for the jewelry. And the money is just coming along, it's tagging along. So therefore, he said that should be mutter on Shabbos.
It's not a cover Shabbos.
And it's not L'Kavod Shabbos. So that's the first point. First one, it's not L'Kavod Shabbos. So l'fi the Rif, it would be Aser B'chlal, because it's not L'Kavod Shabbos, it never happened. So he was assuming not like the Rif, which seems to be the way we go L'Halacha, and to say that, no, if it's Taka, not L'Tzorach L'Muksa, even if it's not L'Tzorach Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. So that was his psak. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's very long back and forth, but Rebbe Kiva Eger thought it was Aser. And the Svara, the Svara why it should be Aser is that what exactly do we mean that the Iker, Tosa just says the Iker Tiltel can't be the Tzarech the Muksa. So here it's really not clear what the Iker Tiltel, so if in the box the perhaps is the jewelry is worth more than the money, so my Iker motivation perhaps is for the jewelry, but Lamaisa, I'm completely moving the box to Tzarech the money also. Right, by the case of the wine, the wine's in the barrel. So all I care about is moving the wine. I just can't move the wine. I have to take along the chavis and the rack. But the purpose is totally heter. Here, I want to protect the money just as much as I want to protect the jewelry. The jewelry maybe is worth more. But so Rabbi Kiva Eger assumed any time there's muksa, and part of what you're doing in your tiltel is carrying muksa for the muksa, to protect the muksa, so that'll be aser, right? So mimela, like let's say you have a jacket and you realize on Shabbos you're in a public place and the jacket is has muksa with it and heter with it. So you might be allowed to move it, but you can't move it if you're moving it to protect the money. If that's part of your kavana, protecting muksa, so that's going to aser up your tiltel. And the svara will be is because that's the opposite of muksa. Muksa is that mukhun, you don't want to give muksa chashivas on Shabbos. You don't want to have moving something for the purpose of helping muksa. So that's the right. So the bottom line, we'll just say over the bottom line. The bottom line is that to be 100% muksa, that you could do it and you don't have to try to avoid it. It has to be a tiltel menatzad that is so menatzad that legabe dinei hotsa and hilchos Shabbos, it would not be considered a maisa of hilchos Shabbos. If so, that tiltel muksa is not considered tiltel muksa b'chlal. The other half heter is, if you're moving it, and ein achinam, you are interested in moving the muksa, but Aleph, the muksa is not in your hands. The person's is piggybacking. It's not in the person's hand. And the tiltel is not letzorech the muksa. So memela, that will be mutter. And that's what we're calling a halfway heter. It'll be mutter as long as there's no way to avoid it. As long as there's a tzorech and there's no way to avoid it, there's no way to throw off the muksa, get the muksa, disconnect the muksa. So memela, that'll be mutter to carry it. Okay, Rabbi Say, so let's just keep going weiter. It might be a good day, just to get the Maromkom, so we don't have time for Maromkom so often. But just the Gemara, it'll help to really bring the Musagim home, just if you see all the Gemaras. Like a lot of times, if you don't see it all in one sitting, you don't really appreciate it so well. But okay, all right.